The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning between 8:30 and 9 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Another beautiful Saturday morning in Rock Hill, South Carolina, and good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning, Mr. Crump. How are you doing today?
Pretty good today, believe it or not, until I bumped my arm a while ago. And
I had a wrestling match with your car out there.
Yeah, I bumped it. I bleed like a pig when I bump my arm or anything.
Yeah.
It's all them blood thinners. But anyway.
I understand that.
Beautiful morning. I think it's going to get a little warm this afternoon the way they were talking. But
yeah, if you want to do any yard work today, I'd suggest you get on out there and get it done. Last night, I sat out on the patio and it was so nice out there.
Probably
79 degrees, a little
breeze. 80 degrees, yeah.
We had some friend come in out of town, and my wife went out of town with her down to Buford, South Carolina. And Tuesday night, we sat out there. That was probably the hottest night I remember in years. It just felt like you could take your arm and just cut the air. Like,
and didn't get any breeze.
It was like 88 degrees or something like that.
Yeah, I'd sat on the front porch. But
kind of enjoy that every now and then, but I like to have a breeze, you know.
We got a little bit of rain this week.
I got an inch and three quarters.
My grass greened up. But I know yesterday they were talking we were going to get some, and we got zero, and Albemarle got 3 inches.
Yeah, it came right there at us, man. It was just almost like on – actually, it drizzled on, say, 77, Fort Mill side of 77 from Rock Hill, that side. Kind of was Monroe got, you know, rain.
Monroe, everything – northeast of Charlotte got it.
So. Just couldn't quite make it over here.
Even Charlotte didn't get much. Mm-hmm. So.
But it was interesting to watch the clouds coming in from that way. It's not usually.
Yesterday afternoon, about 3 o'clock, I thought we were going to get it because it was getting dark.
It did. It got black.
And then next thing I know, I looked out the window and the sun was shining. I'm going, wait a minute.
Sun's back out again.
But they're talking 101 tomorrow and Monday, and then rain Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But the thing is, they didn't give any percentages. Mm. And when they don't do that, they usually miss it.
I saw 30 to 50, and that's you could almost do that for every day.
Well,
late June to August.
If it's 50% it's going to rain, it's 50% chance it's not. So, yeah, that's kind of a...
Whether you're in the 50% or not, that's what matters.
Hit or miss. Yeah,
so the other night, that was Tuesday night, I was telling you, we drove up to Fort Mill, and I left my house there, Millwood, and went down there towards Shallon. It was pouring down there. Like, it didn't rain at all at my house. I mean, it rained. I took a right and went towards the interstate, and about the time I got to Mount Gallant right there, it kind of... sparse. It kind of quit by then.
Fizzled out. The Tommy got caught coming.
It wasn't a little rain. It was a lot.
He got caught coming home in it, and we never got a drop.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But we need it. Need some rain big time.
It did help the garden. The corn, we watched it every day for a week, and it finally got ready Thursday.
Yeah.
Squash slowed up a little bit. I think we got some squash worms in the plants, but it wasn't real bad because he said yesterday it was coming back. It all depends on your blooms, so don't dare put anything on your garden that'll kill the or kill the insects, or kill the bees too that pollinate.
That's it's hard for a garden to produce when it's 100 degrees. That's not ideal conditions for a garden. So,
but
when you get below around 85 to 90 and stay right in there, you'll see some good stuff.
He started getting okra yesterday, which had been on the...
Okay, yeah, okra.
He had to, 3 weeks ago, first went out there and started messing with them, and there were little about inch long okra pods on there, and he cut some of the leaves off because they're shady.
That's right,
He cut the leaves off, and those little inch shoots turned brown and fell off, and he hadn't had any since. That's been 3 weeks. And
oh, gosh.
He said yesterday he got 6, 5 of a perfect, and one was too big. Because he's been checking them every day, how did one get too big?
Yeah. you overlook them. I mean, my garden, you dig around in there, you can't see everything, and all of a sudden there's no cucumbers, and there's one about a foot long in there. Mm. Where'd that come from? So.
They do that.
I've been getting some butternut squash. And finally getting some tomatoes, slowly. They're not big as I want them to be, but they're...
He's got a bunch of tomatoes, mm-hmm. but they're all green.
Yeah.
They're not turning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think yesterday he got a few tomatoes.
Yeah.
For the first, he gotten two, but it split.
Yeah.
And now there's no bird holes in them. No insect holes, so they were pretty nice. But the Parks Whopper is the big one,
yeah.
And that's the one that's turning Celebrity and Better Boy and all those. Just green as you've ever seen.
That's funny, yeah. I got a lot on the vine, too, like you said, but they're just not very big. And
they were doing pretty good to that first hot spell, and they kind of slowed down and done much since. But he says they're starting to, with that little bit of rain the other day, is starting to come up.
Well, later next week, looks like it's going to be down in the low 80s, which would be awesome.
That would be perfect. Yeah. But I can't believe it, but none of my shrubs in the yard have died from the drought because I don't have irrigation on them and I don't supplement water on them.
Yeah.
I guess over the last 20 years, everything that's susceptible dies.
Yeah.
They just got this tough stuff out there now. And, Rhonda planted some peonies back in the late spring, and she's supposed to be watering them regularly, but I don't think she is.
I think what I have is zinnias. They are gorgeous.
Yeah.
Man, they've gotten big and different color bloom. I got a purple and a red and a yellow. Man, I'm going to stick with them things next year.
There are all kinds of blooms on zinnias. That's an annual. So.
I didn't know they got that big, though.
Yeah, they get pretty big. Yeah. Okay, there's Matthew with the music, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Your home is the best defense against dust and viruses. This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
You're constantly cleaning your home, right? Well, it also makes good sense to clean your heating and air systems at least twice a year. For only $99, our trained technicians will clean and service your unit and make sure it's running efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Garden party to reminisce with my old friends.
Okay, and we're back for the garden party, even though it is a little warm the last few days for garden parties. But
hey, we've been talking about gardening too.
That's right.
We had our boss man out there, and before we came in, he asked us what we're going to talk about it today. So,
and we're going to talk about gardening today.
Well, we said, you know what, since it's The name of the show is The Gardener's Bench. Why not? We'll just talk about some gardening.
Yeah, they might fire us. Believe it or not, this
Well, he's probably doing a U-turn right now. Coming back to the station.
If they hadn't by now, I think you're good.
I thought he was upstairs.
No, I thought he left.
Did he leave? Okay.
I know. We'll find out in a minute.
Yeah, you'll know before I will.
Banging on the glass.
Nah, Mr. Kimmel doesn't act like that.
Yeah.
Now, once you get off the air, watch out.
Now, you did tell me your yard looked a lot better.
It looked a lot better with the grass. Tommy cut it, but we had some funky weeds we'd never seen before pop up in it. And one of them put on a little fruit that looked like watermelons, but they're only about a half inch wide. So.
Well, birds carry a lot of seeds around and do stuff like
that's
that.
That's what he said.
But I talked to a lot of people this week that evidently their pre-emergent is running out. You're starting to see little stuff pop up. And I always preach about the rain flushes the chemicals out and stuff. But another thing that does that is the temperature. And because we hadn't had that much rain, so I figured a pre-emergent would be around. But when it's hot like that, too, it breaks it down, too. So
I think it's the heat. Heat's worse on it than the rain.
That's what's going on, yeah.
But he cut it a little tiny bit lower just because of the weeds.
Yeah.
And that probably wasn't the right thing to do because it turned all blistering hot and I had yellow streaks all over it.
Yeah, if you could get some water on it, it wouldn't.
But that rain Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, it was all just like in a magazine,
I've got a fescue lawn, which is hanging in there. I mean, you just got to water. My wife mentioned to me about the power bill being up. I was thinking a couple of days later, I was like, well, I know why. Some of that's up. But anyway, I have a diamond zoysia between my sidewalk and the road there, that little hot streak. And, man, it looks gorgeous. It looks like a golf course. I cut that thing down a little bit lower.
Well, my backyard, I think it's got Myers back there. Mm-hmm. It never has looked bad, even during the peak of the heat, because there's a little more shade back there. But the front yard, there's certain parts of it that get blistered.
Certain parts of your yard is hotter, different. There's microclimates, like environments, they say, in your yard, and soil differentiates, from front to back. And
Tommy's got a mixture of centipede and fescue in his. And he was talking the other day that this winter he might just kill the fescue out and keep the centipede.
Yeah.
He doesn't have children anymore to run all over. Foot traffic's terrible on the centipede.
It is.
But the centipede can take drought a little better. And he don't like to mess with it. He never would put in the irrigation systems. But the centipede's taking over the fescue.
Now, we've got all our plots out front, which will show you the grasses, they look awesome right now. Steve stays on them watering, and I cut them and fertilize them, and it's a tandem team effort, to keep them things looking good. Jarvis out there weed-eating edging on it. But that St. Augustine we sell, it's called Tamstar. Man, when that stuff grows, it really grows, and it's got some runners.
Oh, it'll take over the world.
Like 2 foot long. I'm running this push mower through there and cutting this stuff. It almost sounds like a wire. Like a metal wire's got caught up
in
there.
It is like a wire.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I've told you the story on here before, but Mr. Hires, I guess he was your uncle, showed up on our doorstep right after we opened in 79 and 80, and he had a problem with fescue. So he said, "Does anybody here know anything about fescue?" Thomas said, "Not much, but I'll find out for you." He had chinch bugs. You get that. You could hear them eat.
St. Augustine, you're talking about.
St. Augustine. Yeah. You could hear them eat.
Yeah, that's the one thing that can really devastate it.
We treated it, found out from Clemson. I treated it, and within 3 days, it was gorgeous.
you can treat it. My buddy lives in Florida, Bobby, a college roommate of mine, and he yard looked beautiful. He went away for a week, came back. It was
gone.
Like, it was basically gone. I mean, crazy. The bug just got in and ate it up.
Well, St. Augustine, back in the day, we always planted it by sprouts.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do sod in it now or not. Probably.
Well, we have sod. I mean, we have a new version. We don't sell palmetto anymore. We had a problem with that, but we had bought the rights to a different one called Tamstar.
Yeah.
And man, it's good.
I'll think it'll,
I always used to tell everybody, St. Augustine Centipede is not for up here. I know there's some beautiful yards. Just don't try to do a new one. But I think this Tamstar would work out great up here if you're interested in doing it.
They did teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, how about that?
Okay, there's the music from Mr. Matt, and we'll see you in a few minutes.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Make sure the air system in your home or business is free of dust, pollen, mold, and bacteria. This is Benny Etter. There has never been a better time to schedule complete cleaning and checkup. And if your heating and air system is over 10 years old, we can save you up to 40% on your energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for three decades.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench.
Have you seen the rain?
Not.
I hope we see it before the show next week.
Tuesday night it rained, and it didn't rain hard, but it rained a long time.
So that was your, I didn't get any of that.
It started in my.
The inch and a quarter was last, what was it, Saturday or Sunday?
It was Tuesday. It started
so
my
that's what
house.
I didn't get. Shiloh got it down there.
It started about 8 o'clock, and it was still drizzling the next morning.
I could tell it rained at the store.
But it rained real hard.
Yeah.
Big fat drops, though.
But we need that steady rain for a long time to soak in.
Yeah.
Matt hires rain.
Big fat drops.
Are you talking bad about Matthew?
No, he's the one bringing it up. I'm not doing it.
Matthew keeps us on the straight
and
narrow.
Yeah, we were actually out on the way to the Millers Tuesday night. We had our big annual football get together. Everybody gets their schedules, and
I thought it was a WRHI party there for a minute. We didn't get an invite.
Oh, you just you football. Didn't get yours?
We never do. So.
It went to spam.
Yeah,
in my spam box.
Yeah, must have got lost in the mail. But no, on the way out there, and it started.
Yeah,
about five. About 20 after 5, and
yep.
Like I said, those big drops.
I said, I didn't get any of that.
When they hit
Isn't
your windshield,
crazy?
They explode.
Yeah.
We didn't get that.
It was puddling up right there on India Hook, and you know, going down through there. I couldn't believe how much it was raining.
It don't take much for that to puddle up, if I remember right.
So football, man, it's not far away. End of August is when it starts?
No, we're starting. I think it's August 16th, that Football City USA kickoff.
4 weeks.
Yeah.
And Northwestern plays in Charlotte again at Memorial Stadium, I think.
Yeah, their first game.
Yeah, first and, real game at, I guess, late August.
But, it's going to be 5 p.m.
You're looking at a month away. I mean, what's today?
Today's the 13th.
13th, so 16th, yes, the football kickoff would be.
Well, Panthers preseason somewhere around the 15th
It's in
August.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hot for football, but that's what always starts when it's hot and
my wife
ends cold.
My wife's got me into Chicago fever right now, so
Chicago Fever. Oh, Lord. You can go to a doctor for that.
Yeah, I was about to say. I knew a girl with that one time.
Caitlin Clark.
She's not Chicago. It's
Indiana
Fever. Yeah.
I went.
You've been watching the Braves, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. They won last time.
Yeah, I heard they won. They've been.
They lost tonight.
They're hanging in there. I mean.
I don't
know.
They're
down some people, but I mean.
They're getting some back, mainly pitchers. And that's. They're going to be all right, I think, if they keep the pitchers been carrying. Pitchers been carrying a season, but they're getting some of them they've released back. And they're hitting the fool out of the ball. And when they quit, they'll release them again, I guess. They've won 51 games now. So.
No, that's good. I mean, they're going to make the playoffs, aren't they? Probably.
They might not beat Philadelphia. They're 9.5 back in the
East. They won't. But there'll be a wild card.
In the wild card, they're number. They got a number one wild card seed right now.
Okay, yeah.
By five games.
I know the Phillies are about the best in the league, aren't they?
Phillies are lucky.
Yeah.
They get an injury and somebody else steps up and hits it.
I don't ever pull for Philadelphia. I'm sorry.
I can't do it. No. I just can't do it. But anyway, are you still in Mossad as hot as it's been? Or
not a lot. I mean, it's kind of the weather has done a lot to slow our business down. But mulch wise, and I always said nothing slows mulch sales down like 100 degrees temperature.
Well, what people don't realize, and I've told them for a long time, it doesn't bother the side of the mulch.
Yeah.
It bothers you
people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Tony put out a bunch in my house, and I wouldn't say it was cool that day we did it about a month ago, but it was.
How's Tony doing?
He's good, man. He's at the store right now. We're open right now, 8 to 2, so come out. Fine young men ready to load you up. I've had a lot of people coming in with fescue yards wanting to spray weeds and stuff. I've talked them out of it. You're going to have to live with it now, because if you go out there and try to do anything, you're gonna regret it. You're going to look at spots in your yard and
the biggest problem
seeds.
The biggest problem we had for years is with fescue. Right now, with the temperatures we're getting, usually hit in August,
mm-hmm.
and they won't. My grass is turning brown.
Yeah.
Well, they up the water. Mm-hmm. That's the worst possible thing you can do. It's going dormant from the heat. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not dry. You start.
Well, it requires water now. I mean,
but you don't need to water it three times a day
for an hour.
No. And they would do
that. Still, I would suggest, you know, erratic waterings, heavier, you know, not every day. Nothing needs every day stuff.
But water for at least an hour.
Yeah.
Sometimes longer.
Now, my poor garden, I've been watering it every night. I'd probably rather do it in the morning. I don't have time in the morning, but. I just water it every night. So,
100 degrees, it don't matter.
It needs it, man.
It don't matter. Everybody says, if you start fungus, it's 79, 80 degrees at night, you're not going to start a fungus.
Yeah, don't water it, and you'll see what happens.
That's right.
It'll be dried up.
Now, it gets cooler at night, then you can have a problem.
Yeah.
In the wintertime, a friend of mine, Bill Berry, works for the city of Rock Hill and PRT, and Bill worked for Winthrop for several years. After he shut down his business, and he went over to the city, the first thing he had to teach him not to do was water Bermuda all winter.
Yeah.
It's dormant.
Yeah,
you couldn't figure out why the grass was rotting in the spring.
Yeah.
You don't water any kind of cool or warm season grass in the winter.
You really don't even need to water that probably till May, and then late September be done with it, basically. I mean,
I ordered
mine.
That's
what you got that kind of grass for, to save you some money.
I ordered mine in 2002.
Yeah. Five years from now, I probably need some. So.
Yep. Okay, it's Matthew again. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. If your air conditioning and heating system is over 10 years old, call me at 327-7100 and we'll show you how you can save over 40% on your everyday home or business energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for 3 decades.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, well, after the music, but anyway, we're back to the gardener's bench.
It's there. You don't have your headphones on.
That might be it.
That's what happened to it.
Okay. So user error.
There we are.
I hear you now.
Can you hear me?
If that's my worst screw up today, I'll be $1 million, man.
Well, what are we doing today? Do we know?
Doing me?
Yeah.
I'll decide that when I get home.
Yeah, I like it.
Either go to the office, go downstairs to the office, or take a nap. Right now, I'm leaning towards taking a nap.
Leaning toward a nap.
Yeah.
Hot days, man, that could lead to a good nap.
Rainy days and hot days.
No, Matt's yawning over there. So we just don't take one too long. That can affect your sleep at night.
No. I don't have that problem anymore. Yeah, In fact, I've been to the doctor because I'm sleeping too much.
All right.
A while there, I was doing 16, 18 hours a day sleeping. And he said it was medication, and he took me off the wrong medication. But
yeah. I'm just a farmer. When the sun's out, I can't sleep, you know, basically. And then time changes, boy. I'm fighting to stay awake 6:30, 7 o'clock, trying to stay awake.
I couldn't do it, but now I can lay down any time and take a nap.
Well, you worked hard your life, and you were always on the move. And probably if you ever tried to do anything when you get off work, you're probably sitting down still. You'd be...
That's what happens. Sit down and go to sleep.
Yeah.
Sit down, eat supper, sit in a chair.
Get a belly full.
Even last night, the Braves didn't come on 9:40, and I was asleep by 7.
That's right. They were out in San Diego. So that's
they're playing at 7:10 tonight, and I'm not quite sure how
it's that late afternoon game, I guess.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Anyway, Matthew's giving a sign, so
come on out. We appreciate all everybody listening to us in Rock Hill and other parts of North and South Carolina, and actually, the world.
That's right.
And online. And
see us next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.